KMR 77 News, time is 7:03. News on demand at AM 770.
Europe, even elsewhere in the Arab world, to intervene diplomatically or even militarily on their behalf. But to many in the West, that is perhaps one step too far. So what can be done, what should be done, where does Lebanon go from here? It's someone who is very worried about this himself.
Rights activist Elias Bajani, he's also chairman of the Lebanese-Canadian Coordinating Council. Mr. Bajani, welcome back to the program.
Thank you very much, and it's nice to talk to you again, sir.
So how worrisome is this? I mean, is this, are we seeing a coup d'etat?
No, it's worse than that. It's an Iranian-Syrian invasion to Lebanon. Because Hezbollah has never been Lebanese by any standard. This Iranian army, which is a brigade of the Iranian guards, was founded during the Syrian occupation era. It was financed by Iran. Its decision-making process is from Iran. Its leadership is appointed by Iran. Its ideology is from Iran. And it has one main objective, and they don't hide it, is to replicate in Lebanon an Iranian regime exactly like a regime in Lebanon, exactly a replicate of the one that is in Iran. So what Hezbollah did, on orders from Iran, direct orders from Iran, invaded Lebanon. They occupied West Beirut. They muffled and closed all the media that is free and belongs to the Sunnis mainly, and to Al-Mustaqbal, a group that is headed by the son of the late Prime Minister Hariri that was assassinated by Iran and by Hezbollah. And then they turned to the mountains and they tried to conquer the mountains, the Lebanon, the mountain of Lebanon where the Druze and the Christians live. But they were faced with very, very furious civilian defense, and they pulled them back, and they paid 100 casualties, Hezbollah, during the last 2 days in the Mount of Lebanon. So it's not a coup, no. It's a foreign invasion to Lebanon that is executed by Hezbollah, which is an Iranian army in Lebanon. As simple as that.
In terms of Hezbollah's strength, its military strength, its arms, we've been tricked many times in the past, it seems, when this accord or that accord stipulates that Hezbollah disarmed, and maybe we fell for it once again 2 years ago. We're in 2006. We here in the West assumed, all right, the UN is here, the UN's on the ground, the UN is going to supervise the disarming of Hezbollah. Maybe some are surprised that didn't happen. Obviously, you're not surprised.
No. The United Nations and the way that the 1701 UN resolution was formulated, it didn't talk anything about the UN troops to disarm Hezbollah, but it left it to the Lebanese themselves to decide how to do it. But the Lebanese can't do it. Lebanon has been occupied for the last 32 years. For 30 years, it was directly occupied by the Syrians, who were worse than the Nazis and the Stalinists. And during their era of occupation, they created this army. And Mr. Nasrallah, the General Secretary of Hezbollah, has said it many times before the Syrians were forced to withdraw in 2005, that if the Syrian army leaves Lebanon, we will be the Syrian army in Lebanon. So it wasn't a surprise for any Lebanese who really has the guts to tell the truth. We were, our group here in Canada, we have been addressing this issue since 1982, from day one, when Hezbollah started to kidnap people, to bomb the American embassies, to kill the foreign ambassadors in Lebanon, terrorize the UN troops in Lebanon, and then went abroad to Argentina, it went to Kuwait, to Saudi Arabia. This group is number one terrorist group in the whole world. Everybody knows who was Mughniyeh, that was assassinated in Syria recently in February. These people are not Lebanese. They are Lebanese only. If you say that they have the Lebanese citizenship, but they are an army, Iranian army in Lebanon. Maybe very few people know that Iran funnels this group with $3 billion every year. Yes, $3 billion, while the Iranian people are hungry and starving. And there are thousands of the Iranian military, top military people in Lebanon who train these people, run their operations, and they are not hiding anything. They have erected their state from the 90s when the Syrians were in Lebanon. They have first given this group, the Hezbollah, a free lens to control their own community. You see, with the money, with the intimidation, with the terror, with the killings, the assassinations, they were able to control the Shiite community, in Lebanon. While this Shiite community is a very peaceful community, they have been Lebanese and more than anybody Lebanese. And they have never adopted an Iranian ideology like this one, which is called the Wilayat al-Faqih, which is the ideology that Iran, the mullahs in Iran are forcing on the Iranian people. So we didn't have any saying in that. The Lebanese in general and the Shiite in particular. And there are many, many free patriotic Lebanese well-known Shiite leaders who are against Hezbollah in spite of all this oppression. Today, exactly, one of these prominent anti-Hezbollah Shiite leader, a very well-known politician called Ahmed Assad, he went on the LBC, which is one of the most well-known Lebanese TVs, and he said verbatim, Hezbollah's arms are not a problem for Lebanon only, they are a burden on the Shiite community and a devastating problem for our community. They should be handed over to the army. There are too many high-rank clergymen from the Shiite community who are against Hezbollah. But these people, they are hijacked by Iran, and Syria helped the hijacking because Syria was in control of Lebanon, full control, till 2005. So we cannot, the Lebanese cannot do anything. And you have, I have listened to what you said in the beginning about the army that who didn't interfere. This army was built by Syria. The whole structure, even this, the leader of the army, the chief of the army, who is nominated now as a consensual president, and he is not elected yet because they are putting too many conditions on his election, Syria and Iran. This man was handpicked by Syria. The whole structure of the Lebanese army was set by Syria. So nobody is expecting this army to do anything. All the weapons are with Hezbollah. Hassan Nasrallah has declared many times lately that he has 40,000 missiles. 40,000 missiles. He has prepared 60,000 armed, well-trained men. Many worldwide media, like the Washington Post, and etc., CNN, they have reported last week and the week before that every month between 1,000 and 3,000 men are sent to Iran for a training course of 3 to 4 months, and then they send back to Lebanon. This is Hezbollah. Imagine that the population of the Shiites in Lebanon is around 1 million. Imagine that 150,000 of them are on the payroll of Hezbollah. And if you make a very simple mathematical calculation, and if you consider that every family is 5, then almost 75% of the Shiite community is on the payroll of Hezbollah. They control the schools, they control the hospitals, they control the social services, they control the security. They have erected, before Syria left, their state was erected, and it's much, much, much stronger than the state. Not only that, they have infiltrated through the Syrians, when the Syrians were occupying Lebanon, every institution. And one of the problems, current problems, that the government discovered accidentally, that there are cameras all over the Beirut airport, and these cameras are connected to the Hezbollah headquarters. And when they questioned the chief security officer of the airport, he even refused to communicate with the government. The ministry, defense ministry, sent memos. He didn't bother, so the government decided to transfer him. And that was one of the factors that led to this invasion of Beirut. They didn't want to transfer the guy, they wanted to keep him. And what is happening in the airport of Beirut is happening in every institution. All these assassinations that took place, from the MPs to the journalists, they were done by Hezbollah because they monitor every corner of Lebanon.
All right, so I'm going to put you on hold for a second here. We'll take a break and we'll come back. We'll talk about what next for Lebanon and how the world, the international community, needs to respond. Elias Bajani is our guest, chairman of the Lebanese-Canadian Coordinating Council. It's the world tonight. We're back after this.
Q107 fully realizes the word rock.
The Lebanese-Canadian Coordinating Council. Elias, there's been some condemnation of Hezbollah from the White House, even from some Arab countries and Arab capitals. Where does it need to go from here? What about a country like Canada? What should we be doing? What should we be saying? And how urgent is it?
Well, Canada's stance is excellent. We don't expect Canada to send its troops to Lebanon. It's enough that they are witnessing for the truth, that they are saying what should be said, and they are naming Hezbollah as a cancer that should be eradicated, and etc., etc., and they are supporting the legitimate government of Lebanon. Now, what should be done? The Lebanese alone cannot handle this Iranian army in Lebanon. They cannot. Their army has been set in a way to be just ineffective in any situation. Exactly, you see, they were just watching these terrorists closing and burning the media facilities, from TVs to MPs, residentials, etc., etc. What we need, we don't need even the United Nations. The United Nations troops are always ineffective in such a situation. We need a direct military NATO intervention. They should see how they handled Afghanistan, how they handled Iraq. This is the way Lebanon should be handled. And 90% of the Lebanese people will be welcoming these troops, whoever, from wherever they come, with open hands. It's impossible for the Lebanese to control Hezbollah. They are equipped with very sophisticated weapons. They have been infiltrated and infiltrating the whole country. They have bought many leaders and many parties, Christian parties, Muslim parties, Sunni parties, Druze parties. They have infiltrated the whole country, the whole system. Lebanon has been living in poverty. The people, the majority of the people, during the last 30 years, the money, the amount of money that Iran is giving to Hezbollah, it is giving this party the power to control people, not only by weapons, but also by money. They have bought very well-known Christian leaders like General Michel Aoun, who unfortunately I personally used to support him. He became a mouthpiece for Hezbollah, and many people like him. So the Lebanese, it's like a cancer that has spread all over the body. It's not the radiation alone, treatment with radiation does not do anything. I mean, there is no way for a preventative treatment also. The only treatment that Lebanon needs now is eradication, is to get this cancer out of Lebanon. And believe me, I'm not scaring anybody, but I am a very proud Canadian. I don't want Canada to face what Lebanon faced, and I don't want any country in the world to face what Lebanon faced. And this Iranian army in Lebanon, Hezbollah, if they are allowed to control Lebanon, then from Lebanon they will go all over the Middle East, and there will be no country in the world that will be safe, and there will be a lot of 11 Septembers all over, because they have sent their agents all over. They have sleeping cells in Canada, in the States, in Europe, all over. I believe, according to the secret agencies all over the world, Hezbollah is second to Al-Qaeda, and they are more and better organized and more centralized than Al-Qaeda. This party is a threat to the peace in the world is a threat to the civilization, is a threat to the world that believes in human rights. They have an objective. They want to erect the Mullah's Republic all over the world. They want to expand and make Iran a major power. And if the West allows Iran to have the atomic bomb, there will be no peace in the world. There will be no peace at all.
Well, as you said, they are very open about this, and as are the Iranians. They are boasting of their successes in Lebanon.
No, it's their army in Lebanon. There is no other. There is no other word to describe Hezbollah except an Iranian army in Lebanon. By all means, there is no control for any Lebanese on this group, and they don't lie. By the way, I personally respect them. They are very open what they want. They underestimate everybody, and you can never tell with these people or people like them, according to logic and to human calculations, what they will do, because they think divinely. You know, the defeat that they took from Israel in 2006, they lost 800 of their best trained men. Lebanon lost $35 billion. It was pulled back 30 years. All its infrastructure was destroyed. Another 1,000 civilians were killed, and 1 million were displaced during the war. And still, they went after that to say that they conquered, they defeated Israel. You cannot predict, you see, for any analyst, for anybody who is a human being, who thinks according to logic, to what is available, what's not available, to the capabilities. You cannot foretell what these people will do, because they don't think like you and me. That's why in my message that I published all over, I said, you have to speak with Hezbollah and other groups like Hamas, Al-Qaeda, etc., etc. You have to speak their own language. Now, if I speak Lebanese with you, you cannot understand what I am saying. And this is exactly when the United Nations, the United States, Canada, puts Hezbollah on the terrorist list. They force certain sanctions. They put certain restrictions on bank accounts. These things, they don't mean anything for them. They don't understand it. They think that you are weak, and you cannot face them, and they will keep on going till they do what they have to do. And the most important thing, and this is the most dangerous thing, is that they don't have any value for human lives. They are ready to sacrifice 1,000 men of their people every day. They don't care. Look in Iraq. Every day in Iraq, 10 to 12 people bomb themselves. Imagine. Is there any Canadian, one person in Canada, who is ready to go and bomb himself for any reason, for any cause? So we have to speak their own language. We have to use force. We have to use the only language that they understand. We have the, I'm speaking about the civilized world, the whole civilized world. We have to cut out this cancer and take it out, or otherwise it will spread and it will make the whole body, the whole world suffer.
Well, much is at stake. Alas, we need to leave it there. Thank you so much for your time here tonight. Appreciate it.
Thank you, sir.
All right.
Bye.